As their leaders made gracious statements, the candidates and their supporters also considered their political future. For Republicans, this election confirmed a strategy of getting more religious conservatives to the polls. For Democrats, it was a devastating loss because they came so close to winning again. This defeat raises questions of how Democrats can return to the White House in the future. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
What makes losing the White House difficult for Democrats is that this year the party was uncommonly unified, aggressive, and well-funded. It registered and turned out millions of new voters, but still came up short. When John Kerry conceded defeat yesterday, he held out the hope that the Democrats could somehow preserve all of that and build on it.
I will also do everything in my power to ensure that my party, a proud Democratic party, stands true to our best hopes and ideals. I believe that what we started in this campaign will not end here.
But to Democratic strategist Paul Begala, it might be hard in the near future to channel the Democrats' new activism in a positive direction. That's because, Begala says, this loss is harder to take for Democrats than Al Gore's in 2000.
They can't blame the Chief Justice. They can't blame Catherine Harris. They can't blame Ralph Nader. This is clearly a legitimate win. And to have a solid majority in a high turnout election is the ultimate legitimacy in American politics. Democrats are going to have to deal with it. I suspect what they're going to do, there will be the usual bloodletting. They'll blame John Kerry. They'll blame his aides. I think that gets Democrats nowhere. I think the better thing to do is to do what Republicans did after the pasting that Barry Goldwater took, which is stop, take a breath, and assess why is it that so many people in so many states don't want us. You know, we got almost half the country, but the other side has a little more than half. And the cleavages are so deep and clear that I think Democrats ought to be analyzing that.
One of the cleavages is cultural. Even though John Kerry did not make gun control, abortion rights, or gay rights the focus of his campaign, those issues worked against him in the rural and suburban areas of the battleground states. Another cleavage is regional. In the last 40 years, the only Democrats to win the White House have come from southern or border states. Kerry was trying to become the first Democrat to win the White House without even carrying a single state of the Old South. Although that strategy failed for Kerry, Simon Rosenberg, the president of the New Democratic Network, believes the 2004 results show it is doable.
In the 80s and 90s, the Holy Grail was for Democrats to break through in the South. Well, certainly you can see a map now where we can win presidential elections without winning any southern states. We almost did it this time. We came up one state short. Obviously, it would be better for us to be competitive in all regions of the country, but it's not necessary.
The alternative to the South, Rosenberg says, is the Southwest, with its surging Hispanic population. Rosenberg says Kerry's share of the Hispanic vote was higher than Al Gore's 4 years ago, and he points to the Senate victory of Colorado's Hispanic Attorney General, Ken Salazar.
I think that Democrats are going to have to come to terms with the entire Sun Belt, which is bigger than the South. You know, we cannot be a party of the industrial North and win national elections. And, you know, when you look at where we won, we did very, very well in sort of the old traditional industrial union-based heartland of the Democratic Party. That's not enough. And however we're going to pick the lock, so to speak, it's going to have to be by advancing our political interests in the Sun Belt part of the country. It's the Southwest. It's the Intermountain West.
While Democrats try to figure out what red states they might turn blue, Republicans will be working hard to make their southern red state fortress safely off limits for Democrats. Republican pollster Bill McInturf says his party's sweep of the South was not limited to the five open Senate seats vacated by retiring Democrats.
We picked up seats in the House the first time in history that Republicans have gained more seats cycle to cycle. And by the way, in Georgia and Tennessee and Missouri, you know, all over the South, we are once again totally realigning the South because we are electing state legislators and we're burrowing in hard and deep in a way that is putting this region permanently out of the hands of the Democrats.
The presidential election validated the Republicans' current strategy. President Bush's chief political advisor, Karl Rove, set out to find the millions of conservative Christian voters he believed stayed home in 2000. And based on Tuesday's results, Rove appears to have found them. And Republicans have no reason to change their strategy of emphasizing religious faith and moral values, which to the party's core voters means opposition to gun control, abortion, and gay marriage. And, says Bill McInturf, the presidential election only underscored how important those voters are to the Republican Party.
I think it's perfectly legitimate to say that today that the Republican Party has the majorities that we do at the presidency, in the governorship, in the House, in the Senate, in the state legislatures. That majority is built on a religious conservative chunk that, in the scheme of how American politics works, rightfully has a very powerful seat at the Republican table. And this administration has carefully worked with that, recognized that for 4 years, and clearly is going to be cognizant of that for the next 4 years.
And during that time, Democrats will be trying to resolve two big questions: how they can reach out to the millions of moral values voters in battleground states, and which kind of nominee would best help them win back the White House, a Northeasterner like Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, or a Southerner like John Edwards. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.